Good evening and welcome. You're watching Left, Right and Center with me, Sanket Upadhyay. Two stories we are tracking right here on the show in the 60-minute edition. Story number one, there will be a six-day wait for a bail order in the Aryan Khan drug case, as well as others. A six-day wait because the order has been reserved and will only be heard on the 20th of October. Now, of course, this is a legal matter, a legal procedure, so we are not going to comment on that. But is there a very conscious attempt being made by the prosecution in this case, that is the NCB, to delay the bail? And we'll explain why. Only yesterday, the NCB introduced a brand new angle that Aryan Khan was in touch with someone who may have been in touch with an international drug racket. In effect, saying that this is a much larger conspiracy than just consuming drugs. So this new dimension that the NCB has added, do they actually have proof? Because if they had, they would not have said may have. They would have said there is a case and we have proof. And if they do not have proof, then is this a case where they are trying to delay an inevitable, which is a bail? So that is the discussion that we are going to have in just a short moment from now. Also on the show in about 30 minutes, there is a brand new all over again. I mean, this is a very old debate, but in this context over the BSF and its deployment, a brand new debate again of federalism versus nationalism. That should you be nationalistic enough in national interest, should you allow the BSF to cover more area, or should there be a strong debate of the central government trying to usurp the powers of the state and thus attack federalism. It's happened. There is such a comment coming in not just from Punjab but also from the state of West Bengal, where the same debate has been ignited. But first, let's shift our attention and focus to Aryan Khan, where Shah Rukh Khan's son Aryan Khan has not been given any relief in the drugs case. The judge has reserved his decision and the next hearing is going to be on the 20th of October. Joining us right now is Mr. Vikas Singh, Senior Advocate. Thank you very much, Mr. Singh, for joining us. My first question to you is, the court, by reserving the judgment, does this mean that now Aryan Khan or his lawyers cannot appeal in a higher court against this wait?
Well, Sanket, if I had been, handling his case, I would have challenged the very one-day custody given on the first day when he was taken custody in the High Court straight away. Because this is a case, according to me, where no custody should have been granted at all. Not even one day's custody should have been granted. But unfortunately, I'm not handling the case, so I can't say anything. But at the same time, I feel that This one-day custody was sought after he was with them for 24 hours. So please just understand the custody was sought after he being already with them for 24 hours. So 24 hours, they already knew what all WhatsApp chats were there and they had already scanned the phone, etc. And they can't, NCB can't be claiming itself to be such a naive organization that they will ask for even the one-day custody without having in their possession whatever they're claiming now to be something very revealing with them at that point of time. So that's point number one. Number two, if there had been some chat to suggest that he's part of a cartel or part of a drug chain or drug supply chain, that would have been very prominently mentioned in the remand application, which was filed on the very first date for seeking his remand. So that obviously was not done, because whatever has come out in the public domain suggests that nothing of that sort was there. The only reason was that his friend had a little bit of quantity on himself, which was a small quantity. And he had in his WhatsApp chat in a group discussion, some reference to buying or purchasing of drugs. So according to me, all this is clearly an abuse of the law. And NCB, like they did last year in the case of Sushant Singh Rajput, for some oblique reason, are trying to divert the attention of the people by, highlighting a high-profile person and taking him in custody rather than doing something more important, that is of going after these big drug suppliers or these big cartel owners who are actually the mastermind behind the drug supply chain.
No, but Vikas Singh, you see in their appeal yesterday on why they want the bail to not be granted, the NCB said that we feel that, in fact, we have evidence to suggest that Aryan Khan may be in touch with an individual who may have connections with an international drug cartel. So do you think that this is an attempt to shift the goalpost? Or this could be an attempt where they want to hold on and, make him continue to be in jail?
So, Sanket, obviously they have done a mistake by arresting him. And they also know that at some stage their whole, game plan will be unearthed. So now they are trying to improve their case. And let me assume everything to be correct, of what they are saying is to be correct. Ultimately, the contact would have been only through his mobile phone. I'm sure no human being can directly contact somebody internationally by shouting in the air. So obviously, it has, and his phone is already in their custody. They can keep his phone with them. And if you recall, in Riya Chakravarti's case, even a deleted chat can be restored. And you know what Pegasus can do? Pegasus can switch off phone, switch on a camera and see everything, what is happening around a person who's owning that phone. So the digital imprint is so verifiable today that whatever conversations have happened between his phone and any supplier, so-called supplier, can easily lead them to that supplier. So they don't need Aryan Khan for that. They need only the phone. And that phone can do the entire job of doing that. Because Aryan Khan, obviously, he is not in the supply chain. I mean, that's not even their case, that he's a drug peddler, so to say. Okay. I mean, if he's not a drug peddler, and if there has been some casual contact on his telephone, then the phone itself is a good enough evidence, piece of evidence for them to reach that person and then interrogate that person rather than interrogating Aryan Khan. So I feel that this whole thing is, is being done for some oblique purpose. I don't know what is the oblique purpose. What are they trying to hide, or what are they trying the people to, get deflected from? But this entire arrest, even for one day, according to me, is completely illegal. And this one day arrest should have been challenged the very next day before the High Court. And that not being done, I think, because of which Aryan Khan is suffering today.
All right, Vikas Singh, thank you very much for your time, sir. Thank you. I would now like to introduce Mr. Tariq Saeed. He's the lawyer for Abbas Merchant. Thank you very much. Now, one of the things that the NCB also said in court today, apart from yesterday saying that they've got some new details where Aryan Khan was in touch with some individual who may have, connections with an international drug cartel. Another point that they made was that on why the bail should be denied. They laid stress on the Souvik Chakravarti versus Union of India case, Mr. Syed. And they said that the bail was denied in that case also of alleged procurement of drugs despite no recovery.
You see, there is no comparison between Souvik Chakravarti's case and the present case. Souvik Chakravarti's case, the Honorable High Court was pleased to reject the bail because of the fact that the statements then were admissible. Now, today, the position in law has changed considerably after Tufan Singh's judgment has come into, wherein the Honorable Supreme Court has held that those statements are inadmissible in evidence. So, reliance of Souvik Chakravarti's judgment before the Sessions Court was completely misplaced as far as our submissions are concerned. As far as the case of Aryan is concerned, nothing has been found from his possession. So, there is no question of them trying to get into any supply chain or any further chain, that is, if there is any allegation of him, trying to supply contraband further. As far as my client is concerned, yes, their case is that it is 6 grams of charas that is recovered.
And,
grams of charas that was this. 6 grams of charas that was recovered. And was obviously for personal consumption. So the matter ended therein. There was no need in our submissions to the court for any investigation. And the charges simply that could have been laid were for consumption. And the sentences that are attracted for consumption are 1 year maximum. And if it is, it falls under 27B, then it is 6 months. So the reason why the honorable courts are at this stage remanding them to custody is because of the fact that there are certain WhatsApp chats which are recovered. And the NCB claims that for the purposes of further investigation, their custody is necessary. Hmm. And those WhatsApp chats, according to them, were found on the phone of Aryan, and they need further time to investigate that. Hmm. And in view of the fact that there are certain subsequent arrests that have been made, their submissions in the court is that this is now a case which has resulted into the recovery of certain other contraband of commercial quantity from the co-accused, for which admittedly there is no connection between 1 and 2 and those recoveries. Hmm. So as far as the present matter, as far as these two are concerned, maximum the allegations would stand would be in respect of a charge under 27 of the NDPS Act.
Yeah. And then the punishment is commensurate to the amount that has been recovered.
Yes. Now, under the NDPS Act, we have a small quantity, an intermediate quantity and a commercial quantity. See, the sentences, sentencing structure is commensurate to the contraband and the quantity that is recovered. If it is small quantity, then there is also a provision under the NDPS Act wherein an immunity can be granted to a particular suspect. Now, we could take recourse to that and we need not even face a charge. Our submissions are fortified in view of the fact that it is the case of the...
No, but then, Mr. Sahil, I wanted to ask you, is your submission in the court that your client has been wrongly or he has been framed, or your contention is that very harsh provisions have been pressed as far as punishing him? Or keeping him in
no, as far as... No, I'll tell you. Even in the remand stage, they had charged us for 27 and they had charged us for small quantity. You see, they cannot charge us for a charge which is higher than what is the alleged recovery. Now, at the stage of remand, it is very difficult for anybody to contravene and say that, okay, this is a false case and we have been falsely implicated. At the stage of remand, we accept the case of the prosecution. And on the basis of what the prosecution alleges, we request the honorable courts to either remand the accused persons to judicial custody and thereafter we apply for their bail. Now, if we apply for their bail, the normal criteria that a court would look into is the obviously is the offense and the sentence that it attracts. That is the first part. There are two aspects here. One is grounds in law and one is ground on facts. Now, if in facts there is a case that is made out which attracts a sentence maximum of 1 year, then in our humble submissions to the court, we were trying to convince the learned judges that it is a case where bail should be granted immediately. But the honorable courts were of the opinion that in view of the matter that has been placed by the NCB regarding the WhatsApp chats, certain more time should be granted to the NCB for the purpose of further investigation.
In that sense, Mr. Syed, my final question to you, do you think that this new point which has been raised by the NCB of some sort of connection to an international drug cartel, do you see this as an attempt to delay, an eventuality called bail?
No, I see it as a clear attempt to prejudice.
And present evidence?
Yes, I think the NCB should have been fair. They should come up before the court and say, as far as I see, nobody is going to believe that Aryan is part of an international drug cartel. Let us understand that aspect first. That argument itself is completely frivolous. Now, even if there are certain chats that are recovered on
his by the way,
phone,
what the NCB said, that Aryan was in touch with someone who may be a part of the international drug racket. That's how
exactly. That is, as I said, so if that is the case, I mean, it clearly says that there is no concrete proof and there is nothing that is admissible in court wherein whatever has been said by the NCB is completely hearsay.
All right.
That itself shows that in touch with certain...
Yeah, we seem to have lost that audio connection on you, Mr. Albaz, but beg your pardon, Mr. Syed, but thank you so much. I think we've got a gist of what you are trying to say and indicate. Thank you very much for joining us. I also spoke just a short while ago on our Hindi network, NDTV India, with Maharashtra Minister Nawab Malik, who has been holding a lot of press conferences, what he made of this issue. Let's listen into this conversation. मलिक साहब आपका बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद हमारे साथ जुड़ने के लिए सबसे पहले मैं आपसे ये पूछना चाहता हूं कि क्या आपको लगता है कि यहां पर प्रक्रिया ही पनिशमेंट बन गई है
देखिए ऐसा है कि न्यायालयीन प्रक्रिया है, मैं उस पर सवाल नहीं उठाना चाहता, लेकिन एनसीबी का जो प्रोसेस है वो पूरी तरह से ज्यादा डिले किया जाए, तारीख पे लेट पहुंचा जाए, बहस देरी से शुरू हो, अननेसेसरी चीजें उसमें पूरी प्रोसेस में डाली जाए, एक एनसीबी का एक काम करने का तरीका है कि जो समय किल करने का वो हमेशा काम करते रहे, हर मामले में इस तरह का उनका बिहेवियर है, सच्चाई।
मलिक साहब, मैं आपसे ये पूछना चाहता हूं कि इसमें एनसीबी का जो पूरा रवैया रहा है उसमें उन्होंने और भी तमाम चीजें बोल दी, जैसे अभी तक तो ये बात हो रही थी कि वो ड्रग्स पार्टी में पकड़े गए और वो ड्रग्स का सेवन कर रहे थे, व्हाट्सएप चैट्स का हवाला दिया, और अब कल जब ये पूरा मामला अदालत में गया तो एनसीबी की तरफ से ये दलील दी गई कि वो किसी के संपर्क में थे जिसके संपर्क अंतर्राष्ट्रीय ड्रग पेडलिंग रैकेट से हो सकते हैं, इसको आप किस तरीके से देखते हैं?
भाई मैं आपको बता दूं, जिस तरह से रिया चक्रवर्ती का मामला शुरू हुआ, मामला सीबीआई में गया था सुशांत सिंह की आत्महत्या है कि हत्या के लिए, फिर एनसीबी उसमें आई, एक अधिकारी को विशेष कर लाया गया, और उसके बाद पूरी तरह से जो डिपार्टमेंट है वो एक अलग ढर्रे पे जाने लगा, पब्लिसिटी किस तरह से हो और हर जगह एक ही तरह का मोड ऑफ अप्रेंटिस है, मामले में चाहे ड्रग मिले या ना मिले, आपके पास कोई पोजीशन हो या ना हो, एक ही बात है कि हमारे पास इलेक्ट्रॉनिक एविडेंस है, उसमें बहुत सारी चीजें हैं जिसके आधार में हमें जांच आगे करनी है और उसी के आधार पे लोगों को ज्यादा से ज्यादा दिन में किस तरह से जेल में रखा जाए, पब्लिसिटी होती रहे, उन्हें फ्रेम किया जाए, ये उनका एक मोटर अप्रेंटी है। और आज से एक साल में जितने भी मामले आए हैं आप देखेंगे ये व्हाट्सएप चैट हो, इस तरह की चीजों को लेके पूरी इंडस्ट्री को एनसीबी के दरवाजे पे खड़ा कर दिया गया। रिया चक्रवर्ती के बाद पूरी फिल्म इंडस्ट्री एनसीबी के दरवाजे पे खड़ी थी, देश भर का मीडिया वही खबरें चला रहा था कि आज फलानी एक्ट्रेस आने वाली, आज फला एक्टर आएगा, आज फला लोग आएंगे, और उसके अंदर सभी जगह इलेक्ट्रॉनिक एविडेंस की बात कर करके लोगों को फंसाया जाता है। और इसी तरह से हमारा दामाद भी उसका शिकार हुआ, अभी बेल 8.5 महीने बाद मिली, एक इलेक्ट्रॉनिक एविडेंस के नाम पे कहा गया कि 5 लाख रुपए का हमारे पास व्हाट्सएप चैट है, वो चैट हमारे परिवार का छोटे दामाद बड़े दामाद से कुछ पैसे मांग रहे थे वो था, लोअर कोर्ट को दिखाया गया कि 5 लाख की फाइनेंसिंग है, हाईकोर्ट में वही फाइनेंसिंग की बात की गई, और कुल मिला के एक गलत तरीके से पैसे फंसाए जाए, इस तरह से पब्लिसिटी मिले, ये पूरी तरह से एनसीबी खेल रही है, पूरा एक अलग तरह का खेल है जिसमें इस शहर के बॉलीवुड को बदनाम कर दो, शहर को बदनाम कर दो, और खास करके महाराष्ट्र की सरकार कुछ नहीं कर रही है, एक ड्रग नेक्सस पूरे मुंबई शहर में चल रहा है, एक इस तरह का एक माहौल खड़ा करने का काम इस एजेंसी के माध्यम से किया जा रहा है, और एजेंसी पूरी तरह से केंद्र की जो भारतीय जनता पार्टी की सरकार है उसको लेके पूरी तरह से जो भी मामले चल रहे हैं कर रही है।
नहीं, ये तो गंभीर आरोप आप लगा रहे हैं एनसीबी के ऊपर ही कि वो एक राजनीतिक हथियार की तरह इस्तेमाल किया जा रहा है, ऐसे में महाराष्ट्र सरकार के एक मंत्री होने के नाते महाराष्ट्र सरकार क्या कर सकती है, आप क्या अपील करेंगे या क्या करेंगे?
मैं तो जनता की अदालत में चीजें रख रहा हूँ, मैंने पहले दिन जब 6 तारीख को प्रेस कॉन्फ्रेंस की जिसमें आर्यन को हैंडल करते हुए केपी गोसावी जो एक फरार मुजरिम है उसके ऊपर हमने सवाल खड़ा किए, मनीष भानुशाली पे हमने सवाल खड़ा किए, उन्होंने कहा कि ये हमारे इंडिपेंडेंट विटनेस हैं, अब इनके फरार लोग इनके इंडिपेंडेंट विटनेस हैं, इनके जो लोग हैं ये कहते हैं कि हमको 2 तारीख से पहले हम इन्हें जानते नहीं थे, वो स्वयं मनीष भानुशाली कह रहा है कि 1 तारीख से पहले से हम एनसीबी के अधिकारियों के संपर्क में थे, हमें लगता है जिस तरह की चीजें सामने आई या उसके बाद हमने जो 7 तारीख को प्रेस 9 तारीख को प्रेस कॉन्फ्रेंस की उसके अंदर कुछ हमने सवाल खड़े किए उसका जवाब नहीं, आज हमने न्यायालय का जो आदेश आया है उसको लेके लोगों के सामने बातें रखी, एक ही बात है कि हम हाईकोर्ट में जाएंगे जमानत रद्द कराने के लिए, रिया चक्रवर्ती की जमानत हो गई, सुप्रीम कोर्ट में 10 महीने से वो लोग जमानत कैंसिल करने की बात कर रहे हैं, हमें लगता है जो एनसीबी का काम है उसका काम है जो मैंडेट दिया गया है कि आप मल्टी स्टेट रैकेट बस्ट कीजिए, बड़ी बड़ी कार्रवाई कीजिए, इंटरनेशनल मामले बस्ट कीजिए, लेकिन पिछले एक साल में 2 ग्राम 3 ग्राम 4 ग्राम 1 ग्राम की केसेस बनाए गए हाई प्रोफाइल लोगों पे और पब्लिसिटी लूटी गई और जिसमें भी फर्जी मामले बनाए गए, बहुत सारे एविडेंस मैंने रखे हैं। हमने न्यायालय में एक मामला रखा कि ये जो सीजर बताया जाता है ये सीजर वहां होता नहीं, उनके कार्यालय में सब होता है, उसकी तस्वीरें मीडिया को वो दे देते हैं, वो तस्वीरें चलती है, हमने वो सब चीजें रखी कोर्ट में, उन्होंने कहा कि ये तस्वीरें हमने नहीं दी है, ये मीडिया ने जाके खुद उतारी। लेकिन एक व्हाट्सएप नंबर मैंने दिया जिससे तमाम मीडिया हाउसेस को वो तस्वीरें दी गई जो हमारे तमाक के को एक्यूज के केस में थी। तो पूरी तरह से जो हमारे पत्रकार भाई है उनको भी समझना पड़ेगा कि जो वो बता देते हैं वही सच है।
ऐसा दुनिया में अगर ये आरोप बहुत गंभीर आप लगा रहे हैं, अगर ऐसे कुछ मामले सामने आते हैं जिसमें एनसीबी ने गलत फंसाया या लोग बरी हो गए और उनको उन पर कुछ नहीं मिला, कोई तथ्य नहीं आए एनसीबी की जांच में, तो आपको लगता है एनसीबी के अधिकारियों के खिलाफ भी कार्रवाई होनी चाहिए?
देखिए मैं फिर कह रहा हूं कि एक मेरे दामाद का जो मामला है मैं लॉजिकल एंड तक हमारे घर के लोग लेके जाएंगे, उन्हें नाजायज फंसाया गया, उसमें जिस तरह की चीजें हमारे पास है उसमें तो हम क्वेश्चन करने के लिए हाईकोर्ट में जाएंगे, लेकिन जिस तरह से नाजायज फंसाया गया लॉजिकल एंड तक हम जाएंगे। ये आर्यन खान का भी मामला है जिसमें तस्वीरें रिलीज की गई, वो तस्वीरें वो वीडियो ये वो जो एनसीबी के अधिकारी हैं उनके कार्यालय के हैं, हमने दिखाया कि ये देखिए तस्वीर, ये उनकी केबिन में कर्टन लटका हुआ है, उसके तस्वीर में जो कर्टन है वो सेम है, तो इसमें भी जो सीजर बताया गया ना क्रूज पे हुआ है ना कोई टर्मिनस पे हुआ है, दफ्तर में ही सारे सीजर दिखाकर तस्वीरें निकाली गई और तस्वीरें दी गई 3-4 तारीख के शाम में और कई चैनलों पे अखबारों पे वो छापी गई और वो तस्वीरें इन्हीं के दफ्तर से दी गई थी। कोई कोर्ट कमिश्नर बैठ जाए तो ये अभी साबित हो जाएगा कि ये सारा मामला फर्जी है। अगर 4 लोगों के पास सीजर हुआ है तो अलग अलग उसके स्टॉक और सील करने चाहिए।
मेरा आखिरी सवाल, आपने बोला कि बॉलीवुड को बदनाम करने की कोशिश, महाराष्ट्र को बदनाम करने की कोशिश, लेकिन अब तो अब ऐसे भी आरोप आ रहे हैं कि धमकी दी जा रही है, अब आपकी सुरक्षा भी बढ़ाई गई है। मैं ये जानना चाहता हूं कि धमकी किसने दी? आप तो मंत्री हैं, अगर मंत्रियों को धमकी दी जा रही है तो फिर कौन बचा?
ऐसा है कोई कॉल करता है तो उसकी कॉल डिटेल हमारे पास है, किस नंबर से फोन आया, हम उसको देंगे, जांच होगी कि अधिकारी कोई दिलवा रहा है, कि कुछ जो लोगों के खिलाफ हमने बात की है वो लोग दिलवा रहे हैं, उसकी जांच होगी। हमें लगता है कि ये डराने का प्रयास कई दिनों से चल रहा है। जब मैं भारती नाम की, सिंह नाम की जो एक एक्ट्रेस थी उसके ऊपर जब इस तरह का मामला नवंबर में पिछले साल किया गया, हमने सवाल उठाया कि रिहाब में भेजिए, ये मुकदमा दर्ज करना छोटे छोटे क्वांटिटी पे, हो सकता है एडिक्ट होंगे, मैं उसे नकारता नहीं, लेकिन एडिक्ट लोगों के लिए रिहाब सेंटर है, जेल नहीं। तब मुझे कुछ पत्रकारों के जरिए अधिकारियों ने कहा कि इन्हें अगर ये ज्यादा बोलते रहे तो इन्हें भुगतना पड़ेगा। ये चीजें हैं, बहुत सारे पत्रकार हैं तो खुल के बातें नहीं करते। मैं पत्रकारों से भी विनती करता हूं कि पत्रकारिता है, आपको सच्चाई के साथ खड़ा होना पड़ेगा। अगर गलत चीज है, कोई उजागर कर रहा है तो उसे दिखाइए, कोई मंत्री अगर गलत कर रहा है उसको भी आप दिखाइए, अधिकारी गलत कर रहा है उसे भी दिखाइए, लेकिन वन साइडेड चीजें फीड कर दी गई और वो खबरें बन जा रही है, इसी के कारण गलत कामों करने वालों का मनोबल बढ़ रहा है, ये देश के लिए जनता के लिए बहुत घातक है।
ठीक है नवाब साहब, आपका बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद हमारे साथ जुड़ने के लिए। Let's move on now to debate number 2. So this is a debate which has happened in other contexts, in other circumstances. But this time around, it is happening over national security and about the ambit of the Border Security Force or the BSF. You see, what has happened is that the BSF has been given more powers, greater powers from what they already had to carry out search and seizure in a greater area. So in Punjab, it has been increased from 15 kilometers from the international border to 50 kilometers. The same thing has happened in Bengal also. So what has happened, apart from this war in Punjab, political war in Punjab, if you look at the whole story, the big picture, and not just Punjab state, you will see that a classic federalism versus nationalism debate has come to the fore all over again, this time over BSF. Who's right and who is not? Is this a case where the center is trying to impose itself over the powers of the state government, thus attacking federalism? Or is this a case where the state is being too emotional and too touchy about its powers and jurisdiction that it would not even understand or value an argument in favor of national security. What is right? That debate is going to begin in just a short moment from now. Let's quickly take a look at this presentation.
The Akali Dal, Punjab's opposition party, hits the streets against the center's new rules, giving the BSF greater footprint in Punjab.
Punjab aaj tak ab aap flying crow flying idiot dekh lo. So aadhe Punjab mein agar center ka rule rahega, law and order ka, police ka, sara kuch hoga, to fir ye kya ho raha hai?
The order has triggered a fresh headache for Punjab's new chief minister. Though Mr. Channi has opposed the move, saying it is a backdoor way of extending the center's powers inside Punjab, the former chief minister Amrinder Singh defended the move, saying it will help fight the drug menace. Another Congress leader, Sunil Jakhar, referred to Mr. Channi's meeting with the Home Minister recently, where the Punjab chief minister had asked for greater border controls to fight the drug menace. Mr. Jakhar suggesting that Mr. Channi may have given away control of nearly half of Punjab's land area. Mr. Channi, who had gone to meet Amrinder Singh to seek blessings for his son and daughter-in-law, refused to speak to the media. But ministers in the Punjab government said Mr. Channi never asked for enhanced jurisdiction to the BSF.
Direct federal structure ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਦਖਲਅੰਦਾਜ਼ੀ ਕੀਤੀ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਕਦੀ ਵੀ ਬਰਦਾਸ਼ਤ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੋ ਸਕਦੀ ਪ੍ਰਾਈਮ ਮਿਨਿਸਟਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਤੇ ਹੋਮ ਮਿਨਿਸਟਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਨੂੰ ਕਹੂੰਗਾ ਕਿ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਰੀਕਨਸੀਡਰ ਕਰਨ
Others have also called out the stand taken by Amrinder Singh saying 5 years ago he had accused BSF of drug trafficking
ਇੱਥੇ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਨੈਕਸਸ ਹੈ ਸਾਡੇ ਬਾਰਡਰ ਤੇ BSF ਦੀ ਔਰ ਪੰਜਾਬ ਰੇਂਜਰਸ ਦੀ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਪਾਕਿਸਤਾਨ ਰੇਂਜਰਸ ਨੇ ਉਸ ਨੂੰ ਤੋੜਨ ਲਈ
Under the new rules, BSF's jurisdiction increases from 15 kilometers to 50 kilometers inside the international border along Punjab, which many say will give the BSF powers to make arrests and carry out raids deep inside mainland Punjab. But BSF officials said they will only have limited powers.
One is the CRPC, the other is the Passport Entry into India Act, the third is the Passport Act. Only with respect to these three acts, the territorial jurisdiction of BSF has been increased.
Punjab has seen drug smuggling and arms smuggling even through drones over the years, and many BSF personnel have also been booked and arrested by Punjab police and other agencies for involving or their indulgence in drug trafficking. So the bigger question remains that will enhancing BSF's jurisdiction in Punjab really able to check drug and arms supply? In Chandigarh, Mohammed Ghazali for NDTV.
Drug and arms supply in Punjab is one thing. And then there is, of course, the whole West Bengal angle. Is this a case of federalism under attack? Or is this a case of states not wanting to let go of their power simply because it's convenient for them and as mandated by the law also? Because it's a part of a federal structure. But so much so that they will not look at the national security angle. Let me now introduce Ravinder Singh Robin. He's a journalist, very noted journalist from Amritsar. So, you know, by this new logic, Mr. Robin, your city is now going to fall into the ambit of the BSF. Because from the border, if you go straight 50 kilometers as the crow flies, then this means that Amritsar is part of it. PKD Nambiar is also with us, political analyst, leans towards the government, his arguments. Parambans Singh Romana, National President of the Youth Akali Dal and spokesperson of the SAD, is also with us. In just a short moment, we'll have two more guests joining us in a while. I want to begin with you, Mr. Robin, as the man on the ground, as someone who, you know, notices and sees how these things play out in Punjab. Do you think that this is a good step or a bad step or a political step or something else?
Sanket, thank you very much for having me on My your pleasure. Show. But let me tell you, first of all, I appreciate any effort to curb drug abuse or any bit to infiltration or to say borders by any security agencies. But specifically for this notification, we need to understand the geopolitical, we need to understand the geography of Punjab and other states. If you compare Punjab with Rajasthan and Gujarat, those states, they are having borders along with Pakistan, as India is having, as Punjab is having a 553 kilometer border with Pakistan. But you see, the villages, those who are situated in Rajasthan and Gujarat, they are far from the zero line, probably 15, 20 kilometers. But if you come to the border area of Punjab, you will find villages actually at the zero line, at the barbed fence, near the barbed fence. Hmm. So the infiltration and the smuggling relation within the Pakistan of those smugglers are not a new one. The smuggling bit or smugglers have been carrying out their operations since long, even before the barbed wire was installed at the border. The smuggling was the commodity of smuggling was of gold, alcohol, cigarette, pan ka patta, etc., or electronic
goods.
But after during the this black days of Punjab, Pakistan, from Pakistan side, we've been receiving heroin, suspected to be heroin, fake currency and arms. But you see, they actually, with this notification, they have raised the stretch, which is 15 to 50 kilometers.
And that is also creates a situation where, I mean, a bigger question as far as BSF is concerned right now will be, where do you have the manpower to man 50 kilometers instead of 15 kilometers? I think that's an important point that Robin is raising. I'll come back to you. Professor Om Prakash Mishra is also with us, leader of the TMC. Professor Mishra, you know, all through the day we've been talking about Punjab. But I guess one dimension is also West Bengal. In your state, there is a question being raised on an attack on federalism. Why do you say so? And do you think that you're being very... very touchy about an issue of national security? Or do you feel that actually the center is infringing into your rights?
That I shall be speaking only on West Bengal and not on Punjab or
Absolutely,
for that
sir, absolutely. Your state.
Gujarat. Right. Secondly, you see, being a former member of the National Security Advisory Board to the Prime Minister, I have some idea about how this entire thing is going to be played. There is no correlation between the BSF effectiveness and efficiency with the extension of their jurisdiction. Because after all, they will be completely dependent for coordination purposes with the state police. And that is the responsibility of the state government. West Bengal, for that matter, we know about Punjab, almost 50% of Punjab would fall under this, I would say, false jurisdiction. When it would be a question of, the Passport Act, one can understand. But then, when you actually say the PRPC also, that basically means that you are attempting to rewrite the constitutional scheme. This is not fair at all. You should have consulted the state. That has not been done. In West Bengal, we have one of the highest density of population. And so many districts. And
so you're saying that West Bengal was not consulted? Because in the case of Punjab, there is also this theory that the chief minister actually met the home minister.
This is a very one-sided, and I would say...
Okay, one-sided decision.
Irrational.
Okay, one-sided and irrational is the opinion of the TMC.
It will not...
PKD Nambiar, before I come to you, you see, and Shant Prakash Jatav is also with us, leader of the BJP. Mr. Nambiar, there is a question that we asked on the coup app. And Arvind says, is this a well-planned attack on federalism? That's one of the questions on the coup app, which has been asked by one of our viewers. For you, would you like to answer this? Do you think this is an attack on federalism?
Sanket, where is the question of national security in between the national security or the threat from the across the borders are tampering the federal structure of our country or the states going to lose the power? I don't think so. I think we should all, every political party in such kind of a cases should come together for a common cause that there are challenges from the across the border we are facing, whether it is from the point of view of a terrorism or from the point of view of a drug menace and many other kind of a crisis, which we all hear every day in through the news channels and various reports comes out every day. But when a government of India takes a decision to secure our borders for the safety of our people, where is the question of politicizing such kind of a decision from the point of view of a federal structure is going to, we are breaking our federal structure. I think
let me ask this to Mr. Romana. Mr. Rumana, Mr. Nambiar says, where is the, you know, keep national security as paramount for every political party. That must be like something which you should not compromise with.
Absolutely. Not every political party, but no Indian citizen would compromise on national security. But this is not an issue of national security. This issue has nothing to do with the capabilities of the BSF or the incapabilities of Punjab police. Punjab police has also fought and brought normalcy to the state of Punjab. BSF and the other armed forces are doing their job on the border. But here the politics comes in. It is a direct attack on the federal structure of Punjab, of India. See, the difference is, like my friend from the TMC said, that their state was not consulted. But here, the Congress party is in fact supporting the move. The Amritsar MP Gurjeet Aujla supports it. Captain Amrinder Singh has supported it. And Mr. Channi is on record having said that I've requested the Home Minister to do something on the border. And the messaging should not be lost. On the day that Captain Amrinder Singh supports this move, Mr. Channi goes and calls on him. The Home Minister of Punjab, when he was the Jails Minister, hands over the jails to the BSF. Now as Home Minister, he's handing over the territory.
No, but then you are looking at it only from the perspective of Punjab. But this is a decision which has been taken across India's borders.
Give me 1 second. See, this is a very emotional issue here. My friend Robin very rightly was pointing out the political geography
of the border. We don't require the army or BSF on the borders of the Punjab.
One moment, Mr. Nambiar, one moment.
Are we a country or are we only just the Punjab is a country within the country? No. I think there is no specific rule is...
Okay, wait, one moment. I have to come in here. I have very limited time. Mr. Shant Prakash Jatter of the BJP. मैं आपके पास आना चाहता हूं
आप मुझे
आई कम बैक टू यू मिस्टर रुमाना आई कम बैक टू यू लेट मी टेक ओपनिंग कमेंट्स फ्रॉम एवरीवन मिस्टर जाटव इज दिस एन अटैक ऑन फेडरल स्ट्रक्चर और नॉट देयर इज अनदर क्वेश्चन बाय राजीव सानी ऑन द कू ऐप ही सेज कंट्रीज सिक्योरिटी इज ऑफ अटमोस्ट इंपॉर्टेंस एंड देर कैन नॉट बी एनी कॉम्प्रोमाइज ऑन दैट स्टेट स्पेशली रूट बाय द ऑपोजिशन पार्टीज शुड नॉट क्रिएट फेडरलिज्म देखिए एक तरफ तो बीजेपी शासित असम है उसको कोई दिक्कत नहीं हुई लेकिन पश्चिम बंगाल और पंजाब जहां पर सरकार नहीं है बीजेपी की वहां ये सवाल उठाए जा रहे हैं बहरहाल ये सवाल जरूरी नहीं है और आपको नहीं लगता है कि बात करना जरूरी है इन राज्य के मुखियाओं से
इस सब चीजों को समझने की भी आवश्यकता है कि ये लोग विरोध किस लिए कर रहे हैं इनफैक्ट क्या है कि बॉर्डर पर जिस तरीके से तस्करी हो रही है पिछले काफी समय से वो सभी स्टेट
नहीं तस्करी के आरोप तो बीएसएफ पर भी लगे हैं
डेफिनेटली ठीक है जो ऑर्गेनाइजेशन काम करती है कुछ भी लग सकता है मगर वो उसकी जो सीमा जो 15 किलोमीटर की होने के कारण जो तस्कर है वो तुरंत उसको पार कर जाता था और उसका अल्टीमेट बेनिफिट जो है उस तस्कर को मिलता था और जब यदि 16 किलोमीटर पे भी वो पकड़ा जाता था तो वहां का लोकल जो पॉलिटिशियंस है वो उसको छुड़ा लेते थे और वो इस
नहीं पर जाटव जी विदाउट सी दैट्स द पॉइंट दैट इज बीइंग मेड बाय अ लॉट ऑफ पीपल हियर विदाउट द सपोर्ट ऑफ द लोकल पुलिस हाउ विल यू होप टू अचीव एनीथिंग इवन नाउ
संकेत कैन आई जस्ट कम इन फॉर
नहीं नहीं जाटव जी से सवाल है
इसमें आप इस चीज को इस तरीके से समझें कि जो लोकल पॉलिटिशियन है वो उसको पुष्ट कर रहे थे अब उनको परेशानी हो रही है जो दलाली वो लोग करते थे उन लोगों को परेशानी हो रही है अरे 80 किलोमीटर का दायरा गुजरात में रहा है
तो ओके आई थिंक दिस इज एन इंपॉर्टेंट पॉइंट बीइंग मेड बाय मिस्टर जाटव मिस्टर रोमाना मिस्टर रोमाना एज वेल एज प्रोफेसर मिश्रा
तस्करी पर रोक लगे
शांत प्रकाश जाटव इज सेइंग गुजरात में तो 80 किलोमीटर था नॉट इवन 50 किलोमीटर रोमाना Mr. Romana, what do you say?
Mr. Jatav, when he's saying that local people should take it away, taskari mein madad karte hain, maybe he has a different experience in his own party.
ये तो ओपन है ये देखिए ये इसको आप समझ लें कि आप
मैंने आपको इंटरप्ट नहीं किया एक मिनट मेरी बात सुने आप पंजाब देखो somebody here was saying is Punjab the country Punjab is not the country, but Punjab is a part of this country, and you will have to take the sentiments of Punjab into consideration.
That is the reason your chief minister, your own former chief minister, Amrinder Singh, went on to record and said that it is going to help. Why the Congress government in the last 5 years have not been able to control the drug menace on the border? Why don't you answer that
first? One by one, please. One comment from Professor Mishra and then Ravinder Singh Robin. Professor Mishra, what do you make of this point that the BJP is saying, please, nothing above national security? In Gujarat, it was 80 kilometers. It has been made to 50.
Unfortunately, I do not accept that point of view. In fact, we would all like to uphold national security. In fact, in order and in deference to national security requirement, we need strong state, we need strong union government. But the BSF getting extended jurisdiction does not serve that purpose at all.
Okay.
It does not add to its operational...
Okay, I think the larger... Ravinder Singh Robin, you know, as a person on the ground who has been seeing and observing these individuals, how they work very closely, I want to ask you, do you think that the BSF's immediate challenge and requirement will be more resources? I mean, suddenly from 15 kilometers to 50 kilometers will require resources.
That is true. Even... you know, the government of India, they made a... Let me give you one more example. The government of India have been giving funds for the border area, development for the border area. That calls under border area development program. The government of India have been giving lots of fund for all the three or other states. But the politician never says that they have encroaching or they why they are interfering in the state government, state affairs. The government, if government of India is giving them fund for the border area, border patti, and if they are securing that border patti,
so you're saying that, you know, don't take the funds.
There shouldn't be, but there shouldn't be 2 points. Secondly, you know, the border security force have also been manning the gates at the zero line, and the border farmers, those who are having land beyond fencing, and the only Punjab state having the land beyond fencing, which is cultivated by the farmers, but the border area border. BSF, they don't have much force even to guard those farmers to cultivate their land beyond fencing. So BSF, maybe they may need more force, but to me,
okay,
at the ground, I feel the more
comment from me.
They need more confidence building measures between the police and the BSF instead of. Giving more...
Okay, I've completely run out of time, but I get the point that you are trying to make. Thank you very much. We'll debate this further because I'm sure both West Bengal as well as Punjab are going to talk about this. Stopping for a short break at this moment, but left, right and center continues after a short break.